This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Experts have been assessing the damage at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris after the fire that devastated the iconic church on Monday had finally been extinguished. The fire is uniting the world with various nations offering help to restore the landmark. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In New York yesterday, Cardinal Timothy Dolan could only imagine
what it would do to all of us if a fire struck St. Patrick's.
It was built in 1878. A sprinkler-like system was added during recent renovations, and the old wooden roof was coated with fire retardant. Washington National Cathedral's already at less risk than Notre Dame. Built in 1912 with steel, brick, and limestone, it too has been installing sprinklers, and the cathedral says D.C. firefighters come by to learn about the church's unique architecture and lingo, so they'll know where to go in case of fire. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French prosecutors have said there's nothing to indicate there was foul play involved in the fire, but 50 investigators are looking into it. And the French President Emmanuel Macron vowed Monday to rebuild the cathedral and seek international help to restore the historic landmark. And indeed, the European Union head Donald Tusk has called for the 28-nation bloc to help with the effort. A Ugandan state minister says his country would consider granting asylum to ousted Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court. But protest leaders in the country say Bashir must face justice. The Transitional Military Council, now leading the country, has said it will not extradite the ousted leader. Sudan's ruling military council says it's fired the country's top prosecutor. A statement by the council says General Prosecutor Omar Abdel Salam and two of his aides have been removed. This is VOA News.